Duran Duran, it's Ordinary World, the 98.3 The Coast, the best mix. I'm Zach East, and this is Coffee Talk from Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it. Today is National Nurses Day, good day to honor those hardworking heroes out there. It's also National Beverage Day, good day to kick back with your favorite beverage, or maybe buy a nurse a drink. Couples have definitely spent a lot more time together in the last year, and it seems the majority really enjoyed it. In fact, a recent survey found that 68% have said that they adored spending more time with their partner over the last year. Even more interesting, 24% said they're worried about getting separation anxiety from their partner when things get back to normal. And it seems that spending all that time together has strengthened relationships, with 60% of couples saying it is confirmed that they are perfect for each other. Some of the other things couples really enjoyed getting to do together over the last year include sharing problems, doing DIY projects, waking up together every morning, sleeping in, being able to help each other, gardening, streaming shows, eating lunch together, talking, and going on walks. A new survey found that we really think highly of ourselves. 46% of respondents said they are the best person they know. Men are more likely to think highly of themselves than women, by the way. If you've wanted to celebrate getting your COVID vaccine jab by going out for a celebratory drink, go ahead. It's actually good for you. A survey published in the New York Times says that moderate drinking post-jab isn't likely to hurt you. In fact, some studies have even found that over the longer term, small or moderate amounts of alcohol might actually benefit the immune system by reducing inflammation. And the American Society of Plastic Surgeons released data that showed, of course, that there were big drops in cosmetic procedures in 2020 due to COVID-19. Their findings found that despite the drop, procedures like Botox and fillers remained popular. But this might be the most surprising thing. Seems the biggest increase in cosmetic surgery over the last year was for butt implants. Apparently, working from home and spending so much time sitting left people with the dreaded pancake butts and wanting a little lift in their behinds. It's Coffee Talk for today, brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it.